From Malone News, Friday Funnis, they're here. Yep, it is real breaking news. Trump has finally made good on his promise to release at least some of the UFO files, with more releases yet to come. This interagency effort includes the White House, the Office of the Director of National Intelligence ODNI, the Department of Energy DOE, the Dow Aldemain Anomaly Resolution Office RO, National Aeronautics and Space Administration NASA, the Federal Bureau of Investigation FBI, and additional components of U.S. intelligence agencies. Today, the Department of War announced the initial release of new, never-before-seen files on unidentified anomalous phenomena UAP as part of the Presidential Unsealing and Reporting System for UAP Encounters TRSU. The collection will be housed on war.gov/UFO and additional files will be released by the Department of War on a rolling basis. war.gov/UFO is a dedicated Department of War webpage to stay up to date with the latest UAP file releases. For those on X, there is more information about the releases here. Your odds of being struck by lightning are more than 7 times greater than your odds of contracting hantavirus in the USA. About 250 people get struck by lightning each year. There are about 35 cases of hantavirus per year in the USA, with an average of 12 deaths per year. Honestly, why don't we have a vaccine against lightning strikes yet? You thought falsies were a girl's thing? Not anymore. Yep, you know it is real when it is sold on Amazon. If you can't afford man falsies, there is always the DIY project. Time to end the ACA and the insurance scam that has raised costs through the roof and get back to the basics of healthcare. Time for independent physicians and medical practitioners to become mainstream again. Enough of this failed social experiment. More drone warfare. On May 8, 10 years ago, Scott Adams published the comic Below. The man was pure genius. Well, I'm about to go peruse a certain set of government webpages. Have a great day, folks. JGM.